Well, when we talk about all of the development and new things happening in Windsor Essex, you can't talk about, you know, development and new business without also talking about building and homes and places to live for all of the new people who will be getting jobs in our community. And we know that Premier Doug Ford has issued, you know, basically a demand. You know, we're going to build 1.5 million new homes in Ontario over the next 10 years. And of course, that trickles down to every community doing their part to build. And here in this area, it's over 30,000 homes by 2031. Is that possible? Well, it's going to be pretty difficult, according to Vince Lupico. He's the president of the Windsor Essex Home Builders Association, and he joins us this morning to talk about this. Hey, Vince, how are you?
Good, yourself?
We're good. We're good. So when you first heard the Premier of Ontario talk about, you know, the number that he would like to see, over a million homes over a certain number of years in the province, what was your reaction to that?
I mean, I can understand that there's a definite need for that number of homes. You know, we definitely, with all the stuff that's coming to Windsor Essex County, you know, we're going to need the numbers that they're talking about. So, it's a lofty goal, but I mean, I think if we try and get all of our ducks in a row and try and, you know, get some land online and get some municipal services and, you know, proper places, you know, we can work at that chunk, you know?
All right. How difficult, though? Is it almost impossible, some of the goals that they're setting for the companies that are building homes in this area?
Well, I mean, the situation is that if you give us land and you give us the opportunity, we can build homes. You know, we have issues, obviously, with manpower, you know, but there's still, you know, supply chain issues from COVID, believe it or not. You know, but these things are just a matter of, you know, working their way through the system, you know. Am I going to say it's impossible? No. Is it going to be difficult? Absolutely.
All right, you're like Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Yes, we can. But, you know, I would imagine, you know, we've heard that things need to happen in municipalities. You know, a lot of red tape needs to be perhaps loosened up a little bit in order for this goal to be reached, you know, speeding up housing approvals and perhaps working on more people to enter skilled trades and that kind of thing. What is it you'd like to see from Windsor Essex locally, Vince, that could help in speeding up this process that could perhaps be done immediately?
Well, you know, we had a meeting back in November with all the mayors of Essex County, and we got commitments from all of them that they want to work collectively, you know, with the home builders, with developers, to cut the red tape, to streamline processes. We've actually put together an action committee that includes members of the Home Builders Association, board of directors and members, and designated individuals from all the municipalities. We're going to get together quarterly and try and figure out a way to streamline processes to make, you know, the red tape not as red.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Because I know builders have dealt with red tape for years. Vince Lupico joining us, president of the Windsor Essex Home Builders Association. Vince, is the type of home that we've been building in this area in Windsor Essex going to change with the need so great?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see a lot more multifamily homes. We're going to see a lot more density. So we're going to see like mid-rise buildings, more condo buildings. You know, the only way that we can build, you know, the number of units that we need is to build up. There's not enough, you know, land and space to build out, you know, serviced. So, you know, we have to figure out a way to build more townhomes, more condominiums and things of that nature, and apartments too.
Yeah, and apartments, of course, yeah. And perhaps that would lead to more affordable housing, which we're in need of as well. But when it comes to, you know, having the workers, I mean, even before COVID, we had an issue with not having enough workers, enough skilled trades, enough people to help build things with everything that's advancing, especially in Windsor Essex. What's the key there?
You know, I've been working with the local school boards, trying to get kids more interested in the trades. I mean, a lot of kids need to understand that, you know, their only career path doesn't necessarily have to include a four-year degree. There's a lot of opportunity available to kids out there who have an innate ability to be mechanical. So if you have that ability to, you know, look at things in your mind and put them together, you know, that's an amazing skill to have in our industry. So you can take those skills and you can go anywhere with those. You can be a plumber, you can be a welder, you can be a framer, you can be a carpenter. There's so many different things you can do in that and have a very fruitful living.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things. And then I know that Mr. Clark has a plan in place to help bring more immigrant workers in, you know, to help bolster that. But, you know, I believe that looking at it, you know, two-phased, you know, we need to bring in people that know the jobs right now, but we also need to grow the people that are here to learn the jobs going forward.
Yeah.
Because people are always going to need places to live. You know, we're always going to need to build new homes. We're always going to need to repair plumbing. We're always going to have to do this stuff going forward. You know, so it's a matter of having, you know, people in the pipeline who can learn and grow and develop and become the next generation of builders, developers, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Where's the best place if kids are looking to get into the trades like that to get their training?
You know, they have the OEAP programs through the schools. They have the Windsor Construction Academy through the Catholic School Board. You know, St. Clair College has some pretty good programs, you know. And then also they can reach out to the Home Builders Association directly if anybody, you know, has, let's say that you know your kid and he's super handy. Maybe he's, you know, maybe he's good at school. I'm not saying that, you know, construction's for dummies. I'm not saying that whatsoever. I'm saying construction is for people that have a mechanical aptitude to like to work with their hands. You know, so I know some very brilliant people that have multiple degrees and engineers that are, you know, framers and, you know, plumbers and HVAC people. So, you know, it's not an industry for dummies. It's an industry for people that want to work hard and have a, you know, a really good living.
I'm really good at cutting in when painting. Maybe I have a good angled brush.
You're hired.
All right, sweet.
Well, that was easy.
When can I start?
Well, thanks, Vince. It's going to be an interesting time over the next little while, isn't it? You know, as we watch all of this happen and us getting, you know, busier in the trades and hopefully everything coming to the point where we do have enough housing for everybody and a thriving community. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Big stuff.